Hello, everyone. My name's Mark, and I'm the manager of the new Nature Centre. I'm delighted to be here today to tell you about our brand new facility and the exciting ecological exhibition we are gearing up to host next month. You might think it's unusual to find a wildlife education facility in a newly built commercial district. Lots of people expected us to be based in the local park, but we are actually located right inside the new shopping mall. We believe this high-traffic location will help us reach a much wider audience who might not normally visit a nature reserve. Our upcoming exhibition will focus heavily on the environment, specifically the delicate relationship between nature and agriculture. While our previous displays over the summer concentrated mostly on urban pollution, this new one is entirely dedicated to examining how modern farming methods have significantly impacted the natural landscapes around our city. We want to show visitors both the negative consequences of intensive agriculture as well as the positive, sustainable practices being developed by local producers.
To bring this concept to life, we've commissioned a spectacular series of scale models of indigenous wildlife. When we first came up with the idea, we seriously considered carving these out of sustainable wood. However, after looking at our environmental message, we decided that all the models would be constructed entirely from recycled plastic. This felt much more appropriate for an eco-exhibition, and the artists have made them look incredibly realistic.
The exhibition highlights several local habitats that have been fundamentally altered by agricultural expansion. You might naturally assume that our dense forests have suffered the most damage over the last century, but in our specific region, it's actually the wetlands that have seen the most drastic reduction in size, primarily due to being drained to make way for crop production. The wildlife models are set within detailed dioramas representing these fragile areas. We also feature specific animals affected by agricultural chemicals, such as pesticides. We initially thought about focusing on local butterfly populations, which have sadly declined in recent years. But instead, we chose to highlight the plight of wild bees, as they play such a crucial role in pollinating the food crops we rely on. We really want to drive home the message that without them, our agricultural systems would collapse.
Just outside the main exhibition hall, we've completely transformed the centre's outdoor terrace. Rather than planting traditional commercial crops to demonstrate agriculture, we've established a large botanical area dedicated exclusively to native plants. These species require far less water and absolutely no artificial fertilisers, showing our shoppers how we can support local ecology even in small urban spaces.
To make the exhibition engaging for our younger visitors, we knew we needed something highly interactive. In the past, we used to rely heavily on traditional information boards and posters. However, for this event, we have installed several touchscreens throughout the centre. These allow kids to play educational games and explore interactive 3D maps of local farmland.
For those who want a much deeper understanding of the displays, we are offering some special activities. We aren't hosting any of our usual weekend craft workshops this time around. Instead, we've organised daily guided tours led by our expert ecologists. They will be on hand to explain the complexities of sustainable agriculture and answer any tricky questions you might have.
We are also launching an exciting community event to accompany the exhibition. We decided against hosting an art exhibition this year and have opted to run a photography competition instead. We're asking local residents to submit their best pictures of wildlife interacting with agricultural environments, and the winning entries will be displayed in our main entrance hall.
Finally, running a centre like this requires a huge amount of community support. While financial donations are always welcome, what we are currently in desperate need of is a team of enthusiastic volunteers to help us manage the exhibition and greet our visitors. If you have a few hours to spare each week, we would absolutely love to hear from you.